Today is the 11th of July. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, cool morning. So we have finally got some cool breeze, and I, for one, am welcoming it with open arms. It is so much better to finally feel that cool breeze and just cool everything down, which is very nice. But with all that said, we are going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Proverbs 16:20, and it says this: whoever gives head to instruction prospers, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. Wise and eternal God, open our minds to your wisdom and your heart, to your gracious presence. Father, we trust our future with you. This we pray in your precious name. And so if you are new here over in Hall of Worship, we welcome you to the worship family, and we thank you for joining us on this journey. So the purpose of Heart of Worship podcast is so that you get the tools that you need in order to reconnect with God and to help you worship him and give him whatever part of your day you are listening to this back to him, whether it's on your lunch break, whether it's early in the morning, whether it's just before you go to bed. It's just to help you to reconnect to him. And I started this because I found that, you know, I kind of needed something like this, and I wish I had something like this. And so here you are with us on this journey, and we appreciate you and we welcome you. And so, family, we are pretty much halfway through the week, I believe. And so begin to lift up your voice and worship and honor and glorify your King. We cannot thank him enough. We cannot praise him enough. We cannot worship him enough. Father, we glorify you and honor your name this morning, this evening, this afternoon. Father, we come before your presence. Father, we cry, Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father. Your will, not my will.
So let my worship be a response to you. Let it be acceptable to you. Yeah, yeah.
Father, on this day, we glorify and magnify your name. We declare that you are King over our lives, and we declare that you are the Prince of Peace, the Son of the Most High God.
Yeah.
the Bible says in John 13, 34 to 35, it says, "Now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." You know, that verse is important because if our love shows to the world and proves to the world that we are his disciples, then the thing that we need to do is ask God to teach us how to love our enemies, the people we are not talking to. To love our neighbors. And no matter how hard our day may seem, or how frustrated we get, we must do it out of love. We must do it out of love. Because he commands us to do so. It is a part of our worship. It is a part of our discipleship. It is a part of our Christianity. And so our prayer today should be, Lord, teach us how to love.
Here I am to worship, and here I am to bow down. Yes, here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together lovely. You're all together worthy. You're all together wonderful to me. Yeah, yeah. Lord, here I am to worship. Lord, here I am to bow down. Yes, here I am to say that you're my God. And you're all together lovely. You're all together worthy. You're all together wonderful to me.
Yeah. First John 4:18-19 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is made perfect in love. We love because he loved us first." We love because he first loved us. He first loved us. He is the prime example of how we should be loving. And I don't know why I'm going on about this, but our hearts need to be checked at times, and our hearts need to be put right, and our hearts need to be reconditioned and really need to be looked at, to really say to ourselves, is my heart right? Is my heart doing everything that God expects it to do? Is my heart flowing with love and respect and fear? And not just for the people that we know and truly love, but for those that we don't, and for those that we have an issue with. And I know it's hard, but it's part of your worship.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if God sent his son and he had decided that he was no longer going to love us because we were too difficult, or we were disrespectful, or we said something in the wrong way? Yeah.
For I'll never know how much it cost to see just how much it costs to see my Just how much it cost to see my sins upon the cross. Mandarabase ke terebushan darabase yinderere shandarabase ke terebushan darabase ke You are my God. Hey. You are my God. You are my everything. You are all I will ever need. Yeah. Father, do not pass me by. But hear the cries of your gentle servant. Hear the cries of your gentle servant. Hear the cries of your gentle servant. Oh, we bow down before you, crying, Abba, Father. Mandarabase ke terebo shandarabase yinderere shandarabase ke terebo. Father, we want to love like you. We want to love like you because you first loved us. Because you first loved us. We want to love like you. Teach us to love like you, so we can prove that we are your disciples, God. Yeah. Wherever you are, just begin to lift up your voice and worship your King, the God who first loved you, the God who knows you by name, the God that answered by fire. Lift up your voice and speak to your King. Lift up your voice, lift up your voice. Yes, Lord Jesus, we are here. We are here, we are here in your presence. We are here, ready to hear from you. We are here, ready for you to teach us, ready for you to guide us. Father, impart your wisdom upon us. Father, we ask on this day, Father, that you go before us, stand in front of us, defend us, oh God. Continue, Father, to fight our battles. We place this in your hands. Ikitibu shandara. Father God, that whatever battle we are facing, Father God, you face it for us. Father God, that whatever obstacles, Father God, we are finding difficult to climb, Father God, give us a lifting hand. Father, we worship you because you are good. We worship you because you are great. We worship you because you are awesome. We worship you because you are consistent. We worship you because you are our Father. We worship you, Father God, because you are our Creator. Father God, we worship you because we are instructed to worship you. And Father God, we want to worship you well. We want to worship you how you deserve to be worshipped. Father God, continue to teach us how to worship you. And so our declaration of the day says this: I declare there is anointing of ease on my life. God is going before me, making crooked places straight. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. I will not continually struggle. What used to be difficult will not be difficult anymore. God's favor and blessing upon my life is lightening the load and taking the pressure off. This is my declaration. And so, Heavenly Father,
more and more we come to learn and understand what Jesus Christ meant when he said that he is one with the Father and pray that his disciples may be one. We see that love is a precious union of heart and a sweet communion of spirit. And just as the Father and Son emanate the same powerful love, so we too are to have that same beautiful love developing in us by the power of the Spirit. Lord, we pray that the body of Christ may become united as one and abound in the unity of spirit and more in love. Not compromising truth, but showing a genuine concern for one another. I pray that individually, collectively, we may live godly lives in Christ Jesus and seek to encourage and edify one another, seeking to be one of the same mind and having the same godly love for each other. Father, we pray that we may be united in spirit and in purpose, and that we do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but rather with humility of mind, regard the needs of others as more important than our own. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the Heart of Worship family. We are on all the social media platforms. So a Heart of Worship on Facebook. If you want to follow me personally, I am on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at JC May or JC May Music. We have a few things coming up here on Heart of Worship. We have a Mother's Worship, which is taking place on the 4th of August. And the link is in my Instagram bio. We also have Heart of Declarations, which we will be continuing this week and until the end of the month. Also, Heart of Worship Live is taking place on the 1st of February 2019. And so tickets for that will be going on sale from the 3rd of September. But with all that said, family, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, stay blessed. I love you. Take care. Bye.